You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's a unique way of bridging the generation gap. Three Western Michigan University students are more than 6 months into a 19-month stint living side by side with senior citizens at the Clark Retirement Community on Keller Lake near Grand Rapids. It's one of the first research projects of its type in the country, exploring attitudes and stereotypes about students and seniors and giving the three students deep insights into aging. We first spoke with Charlie Lundstrom and WMU grad student Colette Chapp last September, just after Colette and two other students had moved into Clark at Keller Lake. So, Charlie, Colette, it's good to have you both back.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Nice to be here.
Charlie, we've got about 6 months now of living together in the same community. How's life? What's been kind of different now that you've got these younger people?
Well, I don't see enough of them. That's the problem. Of course, they are working in addition to going to school, and I just don't see, you know, yesterday, Colette came in and showed me a wonderful set of photographs she had taken in her trip to Ireland and talked about what they did in Ireland, and that was very nice. And Lori, the older gal, has been teaching me how to use a computer.
Yes, in fact, I remember, Charlie, you told us you were hoping that being around these students would sharpen your computer skills. So you're getting better?
Well, I'm now learning, yes.
And Colette, I remember when we talked last fall, you said you hoped your poker game was going to improve from playing with folks who've been doing it for decades. So how is your poker game these days?
I wouldn't say I win very much, but I definitely understand what's going on now.
How have you found living amongst the seniors at the Clark Retirement Community different from like past living experiences when you were living with people who were your own age?
It's definitely a different atmosphere. When I was living in the dorms in undergrad, there was that connectedness that we were all going through pretty much the same thing, and we were all at pretty much the same stage of life. But living at Clark, we're at such opposite ends of life, which is actually, I think, refreshing because I get a different perspective on life because I'm with people that have gone through so much more than I have.
So what kinds of insights maybe have you gleaned from being able to talk to these folks?
Well, it definitely helps me keep things in perspective because it's very easy for me to get wrapped up in school and the stresses of just everyday life at this age. But interacting with the residents helps me keep my priorities straight because it helps me remember that one day I'm not going to be in school anymore and I won't be working anymore. And what will I want left in my life at that point?
And Charlie, flip side of that, what do you think you've gleaned from being with the students and how has it changed your views about young people?
Well, it's improved our view. They're very intelligent and very easy to talk to. I think they have acclimated themselves very nicely into the group. I would like to talk to them more. I like to get more at meals, but because of their work schedule and their school schedule, I don't get an opportunity at meals to talk with them very much. You have to understand that this is an assisted living place, but it's also an old folks' home. I mean, I'm 87, and I'm a youngster here. Most of the people here are, frankly, in their 90s. And as you get into that age, you have different needs and different desires. But it's always nice to talk with younger people. I've been very happy with the way it's worked out.
Colette, how do you think this whole experience, has it changed your feelings about your eventual old age?
I went into it with a pretty positive viewpoint on aging because I spent a lot of time with my grandparents, and my grandparents are a really great example of positive aging and staying involved with the community. But it has changed my perspective of what needs to be worked on in our culture of aging and what we can improve in other people's stereotypes of aging and just like how we can provide better care based on the needs of this population.
Yeah, what would you like to see change based on what you're learning from this experience?
I think we as a society have a tendency to overlook the senior population just because it's uncomfortable to realize that people that you admired that were your role models when you were younger have started declining and have more needs. And I think that's just uncomfortable, and so we don't like to acknowledge it or deal with it. So I would like to bring it to the forefront and kind of remove the stigma of aging and prove that these residents that I live with and older adult population have so much to give to society and they have so much more that they can offer us.
What do you think you'll be bringing to your future career as an occupational therapist?
I think on a very superficial level, I will be bringing a greater skill of actively listening to people because living with these residents, I've had to learn that sometimes they'll present me with problems that I can't fix and I just need to be there to listen, and that's really all that they want from me at that moment. And also, I feel like I have such a greater understanding of the needs of this community and how many times that's overlooked, especially by young adults that are working with them, because they've never experienced what older adults are experiencing. But by living in their community, I feel like I'm getting a better idea of that, and I can bring those insights into my work in the future.
Charlie Lundstrom and Colette Chapp talking about life at Clark on Keller Lake in West Michigan. Ever since Colette and two other occupational therapy students from Western Michigan University moved to the senior residence, and they will be living in that retirement community until April 2018. Plenty of time for computer skills to get better and poker skills to get better, both of you. Thank you so much. We look forward to checking back in with you soon.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.